U of I researchers are lending a helping hand to huckleberries. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. Idaho is famous for its huckleberry crop. Just listen to Mark Werner talking about his uncle.
I was actually speaking to my uncle, who's 85. They actually would can 300 quarts of huckleberries, 300 quarts of wild blueberries, and over 400 quarts of moose meat, all cut up into little pieces and made into stews.
Mark's uncle got those huckleberries, which are native to the Northwest and are mostly harvested from wild plants growing within Idaho, Oregon, Washington, and Montana public lands. And University of Idaho professor Stephen Cook, head of the Department of Entomology, Plant Pathology, and Nematology, has been working to overcome significant hurdles to huckleberry propagation. His USDA-funded research is designed to organically protect greenhouse-raised huckleberry plants from a destructive pest called the black vine weevil, in addition to studying ways to boost survival when those potted plants are transplanted into residential yards or the wild. Cook will be testing how the addition of biochar, which is a type of charcoal produced from plant matter, affects huckleberry starts planted in the wild, as well as which pollinating insects are drawn to them. One of the reasons huckleberries have been so difficult to domesticate is because they are finicky about their growing environment, preferring acidic soils and partial shade. They're often found in clearings with conifer forests, which have been growing denser due to decades of fire suppression. Produced by the Ag Information Network.